Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in. Today we're taking a look at developing advanced 2D games with HTML5.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. I've been playing around with it for a while and I'm pretty happy with the outcome, so I'm excited to kind of show you guys what we've cooked up here. Quick little intro, my name's Mickey McDonald. I'm an indie game developer and technical evangelist with Microsoft Canada. Fancy way of saying I get to build these really cool templates and projects and come out and show you guys, you know, all the fun stuff that I've worked on.
All right.
I'm joined by Brian today.
My name is Brian Griffiths. I'm a software engineer and game developer. I'm also a video game design and development instructor for Trios College up in Canada there. And I've worked with most of the major publishers over my career and published a bunch of games on different platforms and everything from board games all the way to AAA and indie in between.
Yeah, if it runs a game or can be gamified, you've pretty much touched it. Awesome. Okay. So let's take a look at what we're planning on doing today.
That's right, developing 2D games with HTML5. We're gonna go into our typical introduction, getting started, talk about, you know, what you need and what we're gonna use to pull all this off. And then the second module is gonna be the lessons that we learned from last time and how to sort of plan your development and things you wanna do when you're working with any kind of
project. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit deeper, but we definitely learned some lessons from the last time to this time that, that we definitely want to share with you guys so you don't run into the same problems that we did.
That's right. And then our third module today is going to be rounding out the gameplay a little bit, adding some elements that, you know, are missing. We had the basic stuff before moving in that. And we're going to bulk it out with level up abilities and quests and things like that.
Yeah, add a little bit. We're going to put some magic in the game, stuff like that. You know, get some sounds playing, all the fun stuff that you need in a cool RPG.
That's right. And the fourth module is going to be multiplayer, which you're going to be playing around with and demoing.
Yeah, we're gonna build a multiplayer proof of concept, and the reason I say proof of concept because we're not gonna go as far as building, you know, proper net code and checking for lagging and stuff like that. But we'll show you a quick proof of concept to kind of get you started and point you in the right direction at least.
That's right. All right. So the target audience for this one, again, students, beginners, indie developers looking to build cross-platform mobile games with HTML5 and JavaScript. The suggested prerequisites and sort of supporting material for this one is going to be a basic knowledge of HTML5. You don't have to be an expert, but, you know, having a good grasp of what tags at least are in there, that'll help. And of course, JavaScript to sort of run everything in behind the scenes. So basic experience with Visual Studios is always a plus. And the requirements completed the previous one would be good, so you know where we're at and how we got there.
Yeah, because we're building off that one, right?
That's
right. Taking what we already did in the previous one, and then we're just going to kind of scale it up and make it a little bit bigger.
Right. So yeah, if you haven't seen that one already, you know, you can just pause this or whatever, skip it. You can always come back to this when it's up on demand if you're watching it live and so on. So go watch that one, you know, catch up, see where we're at and all that kind of thing so you have a good grasp of what we're going to allude to or talk to today without going into specifics because, you know, we expect that you've already seen the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just a desire to create some kind of crazy next-gen epic RPG online that you want everybody to use on every platform, that'd be good as well. So those are our requirements. Little bit about the MVA community?
Yeah, so the MVA community, I'm assuming you know a little bit about it if you're watching this video, but it's a fantastic site. I've learned a pile of stuff off there. In fact, you know, I'm not going to lie, I dug into the big data stuff. I took a look at it. You know, it's pretty cool. It's definitely not in my wheelhouse being a game developer, but it was really cool to be able to sit down and learn something that, you know, I don't normally get exposed to.
Yeah, and that's the neat thing about it. There's a huge range of topics, so you can go take a look at something that you maybe never even heard of just to get an idea of what it is and if it does apply to whatever your project is or whatever you're thinking about or whatever your background is.
Yeah, so they have over 2.6 million registered users now on it. That's amazing. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people with a wide variety, you know, of backgrounds that are coming to this, looking for different kinds of information and you know, getting what they need.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And of course, there's a voucher code there at the bottom. So, you know, you're watching us, you're hanging out with us, why not earn some extra points? So if you punch in that voucher code there at that site, you're going to earn an extra 50 MVA points just for hanging out.
All right, so let's get started with today's first module. And again, it's just going to be an introduction to what we're doing here. And our module overview for this one, goals for the day, we can talk about those first, and then where we left off with the last one, what we accomplished in that. And then, of course, the direct tools that we're using, exactly what we're using, where to get the source code, so what you need to get started with this one, installing what we need, because there are some extra steps for some of the tools we're using, and then taking a look at Apache Cordova tools for Visual Studios, mm-hmm. specifically. All right, so goals for the day. We're going to expand upon that RPG prototype that we built last time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, of course, at whenever we have an opportunity, discuss any common structures or patterns, implementations, you know, tips and tricks and so on that we've used to, during you know our careers to develop video games, including we're going to go into documentation some today and some tips on what kinds of documents there are that are helpful for different things and who uses them. And then we're going to learn how to test and deploy as well to multiple platforms. Okay, and finally, also we're going to learn how to create that online multiplayer example using Azure and Node.js as well, and hopefully have a lot of fun while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. All right, so where we left off last time.
Yes.
In our last prototype.
Yeah, we took a, on our last MVA, if you went back to take a look at it. Basically, what we did there is we took a look at installing the Apache Cordova templates. We took it, you know, basically building a small, simple project in Visual Studio. We used Enchant.js, which is what we're continuing to use, which is kind of our library to help us build our game. So, you know, it abstracts all that heavy stuff that we had to do there. We took a look at simple sprite sheet animation, which is pretty cool. We did character control and options like that.
That's right, inventory in the shop system.
Yep.
And, of course, NPC interactions as well, because can't have an RPG without somebody to talk to. You know, it'd be a little bit weird if you're just walking through the environment with no one to talk to and really develop a story or a personality with.
Yeah, and we're going to build off that today. That's where we're going with the next steps.
Do you want to demo that off just so everybody has a?
Yeah. So if we pop over here to my demo screen, this is the original version here that we had. So you know, here's my little player here. I got my animations. I'm walking around. You know, and I can go over and I can talk to the NPCs. So I go over to this guy here. And if I talk to him, he says hello up here at the top. You know, we have our store, so I can go buy stuff from the kitty cat there. Oh, I think we left a bug in there by accident. But yeah, so basically that's the version that we had and where we were at. So now we want to kind of build off this and add a little bit of extra.
And you can buy that chessboard there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to buy that chessboard right there.
So
yeah.
It pops into your inventory.
So now I have, you know, I have my little chessboard there and I can go back. I can buy other things. I'm out of money, but if I had more, I could buy more.
That's right.
But yeah, so that's basically it is. You know, go out, download the code, fire it up, take a look at it, and play around with it.
That's right. All right. So since last time, we've implemented a couple of extra things that we want to take a look at. There are still some bugs in different areas of the prototype.
That's what I was going to say. This is a prototype, right? We're not trying to build a fully fleshed out game. If we were, we'd be spending a lot of time on worrying about the structure and stuff like that. Here, we're just trying to get everything kind of up and running and give you an idea of where you can take things, right? Obviously, as you go along, you got to keep polishing and fixing up these bugs. But like we said, it's a prototype, right?
Yeah. So we're going to take a deeper look at all of the things coming up. So we're not going to worry about exactly what we're you know, we don't want to spoilers right now.
Exactly.
Tell you what it is, but we know some of the things like magic and so on that we're going to put in there. So what about the altered?
Yeah, so let's take a look at the altered version if we jump over here. And this is really cool. We were going to mention this in another slide, and I thought, you know what, let's do this right now. This is a really cool new feature. Where I can actually run an Android type emulator inside my web browser.
Okay.
So I can actually test out Apple iOS devices. I can test out a whole variety of Android devices with different screen sizes, different memory. So if you notice over here on the side, it's kind of saying, well, you've got this device right now, I'm running it in Nexus Galaxy mode. It's running Android 4, you know, the manufacturer's Samsung, the screen resolution. And all these things I can change and modify so that I can play around with it. Over here on the other side, you know, I've got geolocation. I can mess around with that. You know, I've got my device networking, so if I wanted to, I could even fake lag the network.
Oh, okay, that's
right?
Great.
So when you're building multiplayer games, this is a really good thing. So this has been added recently with the Apache Cordova tools for Visual Studio. So when you install it, it installs this. This is called Ripple. It's still in beta. Yeah, you're going to notice every once in a while there's a little bit of glitchiness in it. But for the most part, it's very, very well done. And of course, with the tools, it also installs the actual Android emulator.
Right.
So if you wanted to actually go ahead and use the Android emulator, which we're not actually going to do today because it takes a little bit of time to load up and being on air, we don't really want to spend too much time waiting for emulators to load in the background. So what I'm doing is I'm focusing on Ripple and using that. So a little bit about the emulators, but yeah, it's really cool. That's one of those things that I really loved about the Apache Cordova tools for Visual Studio, is being able to have access to this. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the game. And you'll notice it looks very, very similar. There's not much different there.
Which is good. We don't want to see something completely different on a different emulator.
Exactly.
Some problems.
But this time, if I go over to my NPC and I have a little chat with him.
Okay.
So there's a little bit more here. So now I've got, you know, a quest happening. So he's, you know, help, a giant rat has blocked me. And, you know, I can go ahead and accept the quest. And it's going to put me into a fight. So right there, you can see we've modified a little bit right there.
Right.
We'll get a little bit deeper into that. I don't want to spoil too much of it, but I kind of wanted to show off a little bit of what we've done. So I'm just going to run away. So I ran away. I was very cowardly there. And, you know, if I go back to my shop, you know, he still works. You know, I can pick all my stuff. My inventory's already loaded because this is my character. He's all ready to go. And, of course, you know, we can go back and fight the brawler guy.
We're using him to grind, to level up, to show
exactly, right? So, yeah, very, very cool. So that's where we're at. There's a couple other little things that we'll kind of keep secret until we get to them. But, yeah, that's where we're at, and that's where we're heading.
Perfect. So I guess showing this already, the emulator and everything, what else do we need to get started basically today? That's what we're going
to
look at next.
Yeah, so the next thing, like getting started, basically what we need to do is you need Visual Studio, right?
Right.
So Visual Studio 2013 with Update 4. And the reason you need Update 4 is because that's what's going to allow us to do this stuff with Apache Cordova tools.
Okay.
Right? So it's going to allow us the access to have these extra emulators and stuff like that. So make sure you update to that. You're going to need a copy of Windows 8 8.1. I highly suggest 8.1. That's what we're building with. You know, we're pushing them to mobile devices, so we're working with the phones.
Right.
But of course, this is cross-platform. I can fire this up in a web browser, which we're going to do a little bit later. You know, I could push this to a tablet or to the Surface or into the Windows Store, right? So there's, you know, a lot of flexibility there, and that's why we call this a cross-platform game, right?
Perfect. And then we have the Apache Cordova tools for Visual
Studio.
We're going to have to bring those down.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go ahead and download those and install those. It's very quick to get going.
Right, and we're going to go through
all that as well, yes.
And then, of course, a Microsoft Azure account.
Yes, so when we're doing the multiplayer stuff, you're going to need a Microsoft Azure account. Right. We'll go a little bit more deep there, but you can get a free month trial as well. So, you know, if you don't want to sign up and have to pay, if you just want to test this out, you can do that.
Right, and then we can get the project source code for everything that we're doing here today from your GitHub.
Yep, and that'll be completely finished code, obviously. So if you downloaded that and run it, you'll basically have the exact same thing that you just saw on my last screen.
Right, so everything that we've basically finished. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so installing the needed tools. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
First thing you need to do, download and install Visual Studio 2013.
Assume you probably already have that, if you've done
We're hoping you have, yes.
If you've done the last one, then for sure.
But you might not have the update, so make sure you've gone ahead and updated.
Right. And then you have to download and install Apache Cordova, as we said, the tools for Visual Studios 2013, and there's the link to grab those. A full install details and all the steps and so on, it's already posted on MSDN, so we're not going to, you know, drag you through everything there.
Yeah, we're not going to walk too much. See here, like with the update, the thing that you really want to make sure is that you've, when you install the update, that you've got these two ones checked. These
right.
are the important ones that we want.
Circled in yellow there.
Yeah, you're going to want the tools for maintaining store apps for Windows 8, as well as you're going to want the Windows Phone 8 SDK.
Right. So updated Visual Studios and then having those features in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to get in there, you can go through the control panel, right? Programs and features. And then select the Visual Studios 2013 from the list, choose Change, choose Modify, and then you can select those two options. All right.
So yeah, Apache Cordova tools for Visual Studio. Absolutely love this whole tool suite. It's absolutely amazing. It allows you to target iOS, Android, and Windows right out of the box. We can build everything inside of Visual Studio 2013, and then we can push it out
Right. Such a game-friendly logo.
I know, I love their logo. I think that's such an amazing logo. So yeah, we can target devices like Android 4, iOS 6, 7, 8. We got Windows 8, 8.1 store. You know, you got the phone 8.1, which is absolutely amazing. So definitely gives you the ability to do real cross-platform development inside of Visual Studio.
Yeah, which is great because you don't want to always have to keep switching between tools to compile this or run an emulator in a different system. Now you just have everything all in one to hit all the mobile platforms and away you go. All right.
So some of the cool features about Apache Cordova, obviously, create great code, right? We get to use Visual Studio, which, you know, if you've used it for a little while, you fall in love with it, and it's a little sad when you have to leave it to do other development.
Yeah, some, you know, losing Visual Assist sometimes or whatever, yes. You get used to it, and you're just like, why is nothing coming up when I type?
I only want to hit two keystrokes. You can autofill the rest for me. So yeah, that's one of the main features there, and then something I absolutely love. The ability to debug and analyze, you know, right there inside of Visual Studio. So we can literally debug tasks on iOS, Android, and Windows Store.
Oh, that's great.
Right inside of Visual Studio.
Excellent.
Preview and test, right? Like I mentioned a little bit before, you saw there with Ripple, we can actually see what it's going to look like on any of those devices, right? So we have multiple emulators and simulators built into Apache Cordova tools now. So in fact, like we're not going to get right into it, but you can play around with it. You can actually hook up, if you have a Mac as well, and it's on your network, you can actually connect to that and use the simulators on your Mac.
Right.
Right there. So, you know, if you're used to using the Xcode simulators and stuff like that, you can actually connect to those and push your content and test from Visual Studio on those simulators.
Right. So you can still just drive from one PC that you're using as your main system, and you have the other ones, and they'll just run all the appropriate simulators.
Exactly. And you can do the same thing. You hook up your iOS device to it as well, right? So say I had, you know, my iPad or something, and I wanted to test on it. I hook it into my Mac, and I can actually push from Visual Studio directly to that device.
Through the Mac.
Right in. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. I love that.
Yeah, being able to drive with one keyboard, one mouse, one screen, and not really have to jump around or shuffle things around or slide around in your rolly chair, you know, that's very handy. It's true.
Awesome. So yeah, let's go right into installing the necessary tools. So what comes with it as the Apache Cordova when you install this? It's going to install a bunch of extra stuff here. These are all things that we need. So it installs Node.js, right? It installs Git for source repository control. It installs a copy of Google Chrome. Because like I said, when you use Ripple, it's actually running in a web browser. So they use Chrome in order to do that.
Okay.
Apache Ant. You've got Java, the JDK installed there. You got the Android SDK. And we're going to go a little bit more deep into there. That actually allows you to run the Android emulator, the one that, you know, if you've used Eclipse or anything like that before, you're probably familiar with. It allows us to run that right from inside of Visual Studio.
Okay.
So that's very cool. It comes with SQLite for Windows runtime, so it allows you to do, you know, some SQL work in the background. And of course, it installs Apple iTunes, and that's so that you can connect to devices.
It's funny. It's the first time I've seen Visual Studios install iTunes.
And actually, when I installed it the first time, I went, why am I installing Apple iTunes? And then I looked at the list, and I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
It makes sense to manage all that, well, since you're doing mobile development.
Exactly, right? When you're targeting all these devices, you know, you need all those tools. And what's great is I don't have to go out on the web and go, oh, I need this, I need that, and then install all these little prerequisites. I just fire up this tool and boom, done.
Right, it's all in one place, tells you exactly what you need. Here's all the packages. You
know, exactly.
Bring them down.
So yeah, when you're installing the Android emulator, there's a couple of things you want to take a look at. Now, like I said, I've been a mobile developer for a while, so I've done work in the past with Android emulator. So I already had some of that installed. So I had to go make sure that I had the proper versioning of everything that I need.
Okay.
So you'll see here on the screen, we have this lit up. Basically, you want to make sure that you've got your Android SDK tools, the latest version of that, as well as the platform tools. So make sure you have the latest version of that. And the SDK build tools is also very important. So just make sure you have the latest version of those.
Okay.
And then if we move to the next slide there, the Android 4.4 API level 19. Is what we're actually going to be targeting. So we need to make sure that we have those packages installed, including the SDK platform, the ARM EABI version 7A system image, the Intel x86 Atom image. So that allows us to target our ARM processor devices, you know, like phones and stuff like that, as well as target Intel x86 Atom based devices. So very, very cool.
So we want the up-to-date Android SDK tools and platform tools.
Yes.
But you are aiming for a older version of the build tools, but that's for support reasons, correct?
Yes, exactly, for support reasons, right? You can get 5 already from Android, I believe, is the latest
but
SDK.
But you want to run on as many phones as possible.
Possible,
right?
So yeah, that's why we're targeting 4.4 with this. It's just to make it compatible with the tool set. So
some people miss out when you say, oh, get the newest version of everything. Then they forget that you want to have backwards support, you know, for a decent amount so that you can get your game on as many different platforms as possible or versions of the phones or whatever that you're working with. So that I just wanted to point that out because sometimes people will miss that.
And they'll just go right for the latest, right? And that's what I'm saying here. And that's why I put this together is I just want to make sure don't go and download 5 and then we'll go, oh my God, everything's not working.
Right.
And that's the reason why. Okay. Like I said, we're not going to go ahead and demo the emulator. I thought about it and then I was like, oh, it's going to take a little bit too much time. So we won't do that today. But of course, you can fire that up inside of Visual Studio and take a look.
All right.
Play around with it.
So I guess we'll take a short little break then.
I think it'd be a good time. Let's take a little bit of break. It'll give us a chance to reset everything on our computers and get ready for the next module for you guys.
Perfect.
So awesome. We'll see you in 10.